We've probably all seen kosher foods in the grocery store, which means those foods have been handled in accordance with Jewish law. But did you know the kosher process requires a rabbi to bless some trucks as well? I'll take you to a truck stop that has a visiting rabbi on this edition of the American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Bob and Nick Wallerman have grown Deluxe Truck Stop in St. Joseph, Missouri into a full-service operation, an operation that is also known for the immaculate trailer washouts they perform. One very special distinction is a kosher wash.
You have a food-grade wash and a kosher wash. And the kosher wash, what differentiates it is there's a rabbi that comes to our facility, blesses our facility to say, hey, you guys aren't using recycled water. You guys are maintaining a food safety standard. And so then we get a blessing from the rabbi.
So you may ask, what types of trailers need a kosher wash in order to transport certain food products?
A majority of the stuff that we're doing kosher wash-wise is the oils. We do some wines, we do some alcohols.
It's an important distinction, one that has a rabbi visiting this truck stop at different times during the year.
When a guy comes in and says, I want a kosher wash, we require 3 bills of lading so we know what that trailer's hauled, because our rabbi asked for that when he comes and audits our paperwork. So it's scrutinized. He comes and flips through paperwork for an hour, you know, and we have all the records on file still today from when we started washing those tanks, you know, almost 5 years ago now.
The rabbi who visits the Wallerman's operation is just blessing the actual washout of the trailer. Each of those trailers also needs to get a kosher designation from a rabbi to haul their loads.
That rabbi also has to go and bless all the trailers that would be hauling, and there's rabbis all over the United States, but they bless those trailers and say, yep, this can haul a kosher product.
It's a unique and important designation this family-owned business has provided to customers for several years now. Traveling the countryside in St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.